You have a blank before dot.
A stop before dot?
If you have quite a distance to go, then you would say you would have a blank before.
Rest.
If it's not a short way.
Oh, you have a long way to go.
Yeah.
Before dot.
Mm-hmm. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about. Well, if it's real common and you don't have to really look for it,
mm-hmm.
and
just not anywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If he slipped on ice and fell this way, he fell.
Backwards?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fell this way?
Forwards. You fell forwards.
Yes. If someone asks you, did you catch any fish? And you might say, no, blank, a one.
No, blank, a one.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
I ain't done nothing wrong.
Yes. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway?
Yeah. crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
What would you call the, if you were describing something that happened at night, how would you use the term night?
It happened. How would I use the term night?
Yes.
Oh, if I, okay, I guess if it's next day, I would say it happened last night.
And then if someone asked you the time, then you would say what? Oh, well, if they say when did it happen, you would say it happened.
In the evening?
At night?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or? And especially in reference to the past, you know, if something happened in the past, then
you know. Last night.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, you might say he'll have his troubles. He'll have his trouble. Or
he'll have trouble?
Yes.
Is that? He'll probably have trouble when he grows up?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He should have trouble when he grows up.
Yeah, if he's a spoiled.
Right. Child. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
What would you call the trenches cut by a plow? You know, when you're plowing, a person's plowing along.
Yeah, you call those furrows.
And if you have a good year, you say, we raised a big
crop of
whatever. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Mm-hmm. The second cutting of grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass? After you cut the grass and then...
That's not wheat, but I know there's a name for it and I can't think of the name right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hay. Is it hay?
Well, I guess you might call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're cutting your grass,